This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Before I start the khutbah, can I ask all those who are leaning on the wall, please do not lean on the wall unless you have an issue, a major issue. Okay? Because what shaitan does, this is the time they attack. They cause you to be sleepy during the khutbah. So when you're leaning, then you're going to feel sleepy. Okay?
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu, wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'ghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولاً بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسول فقد فاز فوزا عظيما رب اشرح لي صدري وَيَسِرْ لِأَمْرِ وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِ أَمَّا بَعْدِ. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today to listen to the khutbah and to perform the Jumu'ah together. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Say Ameen. Alhamdulillah, this week, there is quite a bit happening at our school. We have the chemistry / biology week. We have also the orphan sponsorship that is happening throughout this week, and of course next week. We had the character parade that was also happening or happened this week. So quite a bit happening. And the theme that we had for this week was the sunnah of the Prophet, or following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the Khulafa al-Rashidun, the rightly guided caliphs. And we spoke about the Prophet ﷺ in detail. We spoke about Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, inshaAllah ta'ala. If we did it, then we will try to do that inshaAllah next week as well. These are great examples for us to follow. Since we're talking about character, all right, and some of us in primary school were dressed up in certain characters, and that is great to see, a successful day yesterday. But we have amazing characters also, they were the heroes of Islam. And we need to, inshallah, resemble them. We need to follow their way. So today's khutbah, I want to go through some stories that have amazing lessons from the Khulafa al-Rashidun. I'll try my best to squeeze it in before the end of the khutbah, inshaAllah. So first, inshaAllah, we will begin with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He has amazing stories. But you see, you know how every one of us, we have our strengths and our weaknesses. Right? We have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. And of course, even the Khalifas, the Sahabas, they had strengths and they had weaknesses. They were human beings. But they used their strength, they utilized their strength to serve Islam, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to look at some areas of their strength and how did they use that to serve the Muslim community, in turn to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wasn't a wealthy man. But whatever wealth he had, he used to help out the Muslims. When he was Khalifa, he was barely making enough money to support both of his families. But yet he would still try his best to serve the Muslim Ummah. So what did he use his strength? So his strength wasn't money at that time, even though he would still give a lot of it away. But he would use his own body. That was his strength. He would use himself to serve others. So what he did, and this was a secret deed that he did. I may have mentioned this before. Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates this story. That when Abu Bakr was Khalifa, I used to notice every Fajr, after Fajr, he would walk to the outskirts of Medina, the opposite direction of his home. And then he would come back after a little while. And he was very intrigued why he would do that. So he said, one day I followed him. And I wanted to see what he did. Abu Bakr, cutting the story short, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would go to a person's house. And he would spend maybe a couple of hours there. And then when the sun would rise, it was getting a bit hot, then he would come back home. So Umar followed him one day, saw what he did. Now he wasn't trying to peek and see what he did, trying to find fault. No, because Umar radiallahu anhu, he knew that he was, Abu Bakr was greater than him. So he wanted to follow what Abu Bakr did in every step. So he wanted to see what he did. So when Abu Bakr went back, Umar radiallahu anhu, he knocked on the door. An old lady, she opened the door. She was a blind woman. And when he found out she was blind, she was a widow, and she was taking care of all of these orphans in the house. We're talking about orphan sponsorship. And this is how we can help out, inshallah. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what he would do was he would every day go to this person's house. This lady had no idea that it was Abu Bakr who used to come. And he was Khalifa at that time. He would go into that house, he would cook food for them. He would bake the dough, he would cook food for them, he would feed them, he would clean their house, he would wash their clothes, he would wash their utensils, their dishes, and then he would go home. And Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard that, he said to the lady, "Do you pay him anything?" And she said, "By Allah, I don't pay him anything. I don't know who he is. I don't pay him anything. It's someone who comes and does this for the sake of Allah." And then when Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he said to himself, he said, "Ata'abta al-khulafa ba'daka ya Abu Bakr." He said, "You've exhausted the Khalifas who will come after you, Abu Bakr. How can people follow you?" So that was his strength. He did that for the sake of Allah. He hid that. And we only know it through Umar radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr himself never mentioned this story, subhanAllah. So think about your strength, what you can do. Alhamdulillah, we are physically strong. We are quite capable of helping people out. So we should do that for the sake of Allah. Serve the people, inshaAllah. Umar radiallahu anhu. There are so many stories we can talk about Umar radiallahu anhu. He had a long khilafah. But subhanAllah, we'll just look at what was his strength. His strength was himself as a leader. He was a strong leader. Right? People would listen to him. People would not argue. And he was known as Al-Faruq, meaning he was the distinguisher between right and wrong. And no one could argue against him. Right? And he was such that he would correct himself if he was wrong. That's the type of person he was. One day he was giving khutbah. And in his khutbah, or before the khutbah, a lot of men came to complain to Umar radiallahu anhu and said, "Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, we can't get married. You know, the women are asking for too much mahr, and we're not able to get married." So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "All right, we'll try to fix this." So in his khutbah, he got up and he started to speak. And then he said, the issue that men are not able to get married, the mahar is so high. So from today, a woman is not allowed to ask for more than this much mahar. And as he was saying this, a lady by the name of Khawla, she stood up. Imagine this, it's a khutbah. She stood up from the back and she said, "Who are you to stop us from our rights when the Prophet ﷺ didn't do so?" And in the khutbah, now imagine, everyone's watching. Right, he could have said something at that time that would put her down, but he didn't. He said, "Today, I have been corrected by this woman." And he didn't go on with what he was about to say, subhanAllah. That was that type of person. He would look at himself, distinguish between right and wrong. When there was a famine, When people didn't have enough food to eat, they didn't have meat to eat, right? People were going hungry. And when meat would come to the family of Umar, Umar radiallahu anhu wouldn't eat that. He wouldn't eat it, he would distribute it. A day came where he became so frail, Umar radiallahu anhu, a man he was, he became frail, right? His lips were starting to crack and his stomach was rumbling. And he looked at his stomach. And he looked at his stomach and he said, "Taghargir wa la taghargir." He said, "Growl or don't growl." He's talking to himself. He said, "You will not eat meat until the rest of the people eat meat." That's the type of person he was. His son one day, during the famine, he took an apple or a type of fruit and he started eating it that came for the Muslims. And he started eating it. He looked at it. He said to his wife, "Where did he get that from? Where did he get that from? This belongs to the Muslims. This belongs to the other people that are going through hunger." Even though his own family was going through hunger. So his wife said, "Don't worry, he actually bought it with money, it's okay." But Umar radiallahu anhu, he still didn't want that to happen. SubhanAllah, he wanted to make sure his family was in line. That's the type of man he was, SubhanAllah. And that is Amirul Mu'mineen. Another incident that happened with him is there was a Coptic Christian from Egypt. What happened was there was a type of horse race or some type of race that happened where the Coptic Christian won against the son of the governor of Egypt, Amr bin al-As. His son, right, he was competing in that, but he lost, and the Christian won that battle, that game. But what happened was, the son of the governor got so angry and humiliated in front of others, that he started to beat up this Christian. And this Christian got so upset that he came all the way from Egypt to Medina to complain to Umar radiallahu anhu. Now Umar radiallahu anhu, he summoned Amr bin al-As and his son to come. And when they came to Medina, he asked, "Is this true?" They said, "Yes." He gave the stick to the Christian man. And he said, "Take justice. Take justice." So even with Christians, with Jews, with Muslims, with anyone, if they claim justice, it was justice. It was fairness. And then that Christian beat the son of the governor like he was beaten. SubhanAllah. That was justice by Umar radiallahu anhu. It doesn't matter who it was, himself, his children, or anybody else. We can go on and on and on about Umar radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu. What was his strength? His strength was he was rich. He was wealthy. He had a lot of money. He was known to be one of the wealthiest Sahabas. But that doesn't mean that he kept money to himself. He was also one of the Sahabas who gave the most in terms of quantity in charity. That's the type of man he was, SubhanAllah. When the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina, in Medina, there was not a lot of wells to drink water or to get water from. Not like today, we turn on the tap and we drink water. We take all of this for granted, SubhanAllah. They had to go and get it out from the well in order to drink water, to wash their clothes, to have a bath, whatever it may be. So there was a well by the name of Bit Ruma, and it was owned by a Jewish man. And he wasn't giving out the water to a lot of people, and he was charging ridiculous amounts of money, especially to the Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Who from amongst you," meaning the Sahabas, "can go and buy that well, and for you will be paradise. For you will be paradise." So very quietly, Uthman radiallahu anhu. And he found this man. And he said, "I'll buy the well from you." And he said, "No, I'm not going to do that. I'm making money. I'm not going to sell you the well." But Uthman was a very smart businessman. He said, "How about I'll own half of it, you own half of it. So I'll pay for half of it. And what that means is one day I will own the well, and the next day you own the well. So you can sell water, and the other day I will run how I like." So he thought, okay, that's a good deal. I still have 50% of it. So he sold half of it. And there's many riwayats about that, but it said about 40,000 dirhams. Umar radiallahu anhu spent a lot of money. A lot of money. Then Uthman radiallahu anhu came and he announced that, "I have bought this well for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for anyone who wants to come and take water, come and take water during my time because the water will be free. It'll be free." So that they would line up, they would come and they would take water, SubhanAllah. And then when it was the time of the Jewish man to run the well, no one would come. Because he would ask for money for it. But he would sell it, so no one would come. So the Jewish man knew that I've been beaten by this man. So he sold the whole thing to Uthman radiallahu anhu. Boys and girls, till today that wealth exists. Till today that wealth exists in the surrounding land that was bought with it. It produced date palms, which produced so much revenue, so much money, that today there is a bank account in Saudi Arabia under the name of Uthman radiallahu anhu. There are hotels in Saudi Arabia that was bought or that was made by the money and the revenue from that wealth, subhanAllah. Alright, and today that money is going back to the poor and the needy. So imagine it's a sadaqatun jariyah for Uthman, even until now, and inshallah until the day of judgment. Next khutbah we'll talk about Ali radiallahu anhu. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Before we go on to Ali radiallahu anhu, there is another incident, a story that happened which we will inshallah merge to Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu wanted to get married. And he wanted to marry the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was Fatima radiallahu anhu. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ali, what are you going to give her as mahr? As mahar, as dowry. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, I don't have anything to give except for this shield. He had a shield that he had, an armor. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, go and sell this. Sell this, find some money or get some money for this, and you can pay you the mahar with that. So Ali radiallahu anhu thought, okay, great, I'll do that. So he went to the marketplace. Who did he meet in the marketplace? Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu. And Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, you know, where are you going with the armor, with the shield? He said that I'm getting married, inshallah, to Fatima. I'm selling this and I need to sell it in order to make some money to pay the mahr. So Uthman, he took that opportunity to help his brother out. He said, I will buy it from you. And he paid Ali radiallahu anhu approximately 400 or just over 400 gold coins for that shield, which was worth nothing really, according to Ali radiallahu anhu. He bought that, and Ali was so happy that he got 400 gold coins. And he was on the way back towards the house of the Prophet ﷺ. Uthman called him back, come back, come back. You said you're getting married, right? And he said, yes. And he goes to him, as a wedding gift, this is a shield for you. As a wedding gift, this is a shield for you, subhanAllah. That was the type of man he was. And this is the type of sahabas we're looking up to, that we want to be like, inshallah. Anyways, Ali radiallahu anhu, he had so many amazing stories. What was his strength? His strength was strength, courage. He was strong. He was strong. When he was born, his mother also named him Asad, meaning lion. Now, I'm not trying to talk up the red lions here, but he was known as the lion, Asad. He was also called Haydar, which also means lion. SubhanAllah, these were the names given. He was a warrior. He was strong. That was his strength. And subhanAllah, just one incident I want to mention. And this was during the time of the Battle of Khandaq. It was one side, the disbelievers, and the other side were the Muslims. And you've learned this story before in the Islamic classes as well. Now the disbelievers couldn't cross through the Khandaq because the Khandaq was quite deep and quite wide. But there was a man by the name of Amr ibn Abdul Wud, a very fierce fighter from the Quraysh side. Very fierce. He was able to penetrate through, he was able to jump through the Khandaq, the trench. And when he came on the other side, he said, very boastfully and proudly, who amongst you want to battle me? Who amongst you want to fight me? Who wants to battle me? And of course, we're talking about the state of war here at that time. So the Prophet ﷺ asked the companions, which of you are brave enough to fight him? Because this guy was fierce. Very hard to beat this person. No one wanted to stand up. Ali radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, ana, me, I'm ready. And at that time, Ali radiallahu anhu was in his mid-20s. He was quite young. And he was battling someone who had many, many years of experience. A tank he was versus. And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, sit down, Ali. You don't know who this is. This is Amr. Sit down. And then again, he's asking, who is there to fight him? And the Prophet asked again, and Ali stood up, Ya Rasulullah, ana, me, Ya Rasulullah, I want to fight. He said, no, sit down. Third time, he said, Ali, sit down. Fourth time again, Ali said, me, Ya Rasulullah, pick me. I want to fight. The Prophet ﷺ said, go, go for it. And the battle was so fierce, subhanAllah, between the two. Ali radiallahu anhu was victorious. He won this battle, subhanAllah. And this showed how courageous he was. That was his strength. Now with us, and I'm not just talking about physical strength here, because Ali radiallahu anhu was very smart in education as well. He was a scribe of the Prophet ﷺ. He would write letters for the Prophet ﷺ. He was learned. He would use his strength to serve Muslims, to serve the Prophet ﷺ. So if you have those type of strengths, every Muslim should be strong and tough physically. Yes, every one of us, boy or a girl, we should be physically strong. But at the same time, we should be strong with our mind and be smart in everything else that we do, inshallah. Our school, at home, use your strength, inshallah, to serve Islam. We learn so many lessons from these great khalifas. And inshallah, in the next khutbahs maybe, we can speak about the great women of Islam and what they have done and gain lessons from them. But inshallah, I want to end off by saying, there are so many of us here by the name of Muhammad. And Muhammad is the name that is most used in the world. Most used in the world. They say in the UK, the most common name is Muhammad. In the UK, we're talking about. The most common name is Muhammad. Many of you here are Umar. So many of you here are Umar. So many here are Ali. There could be people by the name of Abu Bakr, which of course his name was Abdullah. And we have people who are Ali here, Uthman as well. There are Fatimas here. There are Zainabs here. There are Ruqayyas here. There are so many great, there's Halimas here. There are Hafsas here. There are so many of these names that your parents have given you, so inshallah ta'ala, you can resemble them. So our job is to look at these great heroes. Look at these great characters and inshallah become like them. Learn about them, resemble them, and become great ambassadors of Islam. And you will see how through your efforts, your life will change. And inshallah ta'ala, our da'wah can make our locality and the people here view Islam and look at Islam such in a beautiful way, bi-ibnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all recognize these great heroes, walk the path of these great heroes, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through them and through our efforts that we enter paradise. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
21 boys. He was on the one, yeah?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين من قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحميلا أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعلني من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا سمع الله لمن حمده السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله